The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Maybe I just kicked in there. I thought it was on.
I'll try it again.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
A little good morning Vietnam vibe.
Yeah, I love the news cycle, huh?
Yeah, it's tough this morning to try to figure out what to even talk about other than what happened yesterday. I mean, we have a bunch of different stuff, but we've kind of expecting all of this anyway. I guess before I get started, I better introduce everybody because I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning. All of a sudden, we're going real slow, huh?
Are you subdued or something?
No, all of a sudden you got real slow. It's like, okay.
Should I get some light jazz in here?
Yeah, are we going? We're getting really
no, we're not
slow.
Talking like Joe Biden anymore. Still, yeah, it's like, God, I watch some creepy, some creepy.
What did he say?
Today is July 14th, 2024, and we got the kid that rocks around the clock, faster spinning internet connection, all that good stuff. We got Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you have it. So we've, I'll tell you what, we've been kind of expecting this to happen. We've been talking about it. It's like, Tucker Carlson did a thing on this. I could probably pull up the clips here if we were trying to, but, talking about, first they tried to get you with lawfare or, paint the Russia. All that was left is that they tried to shoot the guy, Now, does everybody believe that this was a lone kid that, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that don't seem to add up. At the worst case scenario, the security was an absolute joke. I mean, I look at a Google Earth map I'm looking at right now, and it's like, holy crap, that's only 130 yards away. My 10-year-old could make that shot. And that building's not being monitored guarded or surveilled or anything.
It's so out in the open. I mean, there's no obstruction of view at the top of that building, if that's the way it was.
So it's just there's a lot of things going on. This is going to take a lot of time to sort this out completely because there's so many different angles. There's going to be so many different viewpoints. There's going to be so many different things that have happened with this. I've got a couple of Dan Bongino clips here that I think we should talk about. The shooter, there was a lot of disinformation going on about the shooter, who it was, what he looked like. I fell victim to that myself. I posted on Facebook yesterday, and it was supposed to be one guy, turned out to be another guy.
Yeah, it's very hard to make sure what information you're looking at is true and correct.
You got to be careful. You got to vet everything. You can't believe any one website or anything. And with AI and everything, one thing we do know about the shooter, we do have some information on him. His name was 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, and we do know that he was making some commercials for BlackRock. They say he was registered as a Republican. I'm not sure that that matters
right.
at all. But we also we have notes that he donated to to Act Blue, then the Democratic Party. So, does that add up to mixed up kid? Maybe. I don't know. I think you got to be pretty mixed up. But the real story here is, how did the Secret Service not take care of business here? He's 130 yards away on open ground. There's no other buildings around except what they've already got covered with their own snipers. The guy's instantly neutralized as soon as the shots start getting fired, but nobody's seen him up to that point, and nobody's over there, got that building under surveillance to make sure nobody gets on the roof.
And the best part is everyone's saying the Secret Service saved Trump. Like, really?
Well, I've heard, right? What I've heard
the
is
bullet.
That,
The Secret Service saving Trump would have been the bullet not have been fired.
Well, we've got a little thing from here, the reason I like Dan Bongino is I think he's a straight shooter. He says that Trump's, and I'll play the clip, I think I have it here, Trump saved himself, because what saved Trump is he tipped his head off to the side just enough to where the bullet hit his mm-hmm. ear, whether inadvertently or not, but he had enough presence of mind to squat down behind the dais immediately, which is, I'm assuming, is bulletproof. At least that's what I'm hearing. So, Trump saved himself. The Secret Service didn't save anything. Now, they didn't even do that great of a job cordoning him off, somewhat. But, you're not supposed to expose him at all.
Because I know. They cover his chest enough. Stuff really well, but they forgot his head.
And you got to give the guy credit, man. I'll tell you, Trump's not a sissy, man. That guy's he's a warrior. The guy, he's out there fight. You got to give the guy some kudos for, he's committed for sure.
But back to how the guy got in there. Have you ever been when they bring in a president? Have you ever been in a city when they bring in a president or a former president? How the security works. I've been in Denver when they bring them in, and I mean, they are usually like everything. They are on top of everything, I mean? They are checking everything. They've got everything blocked down. Everything's locked down. You can't move without them knowing something.
I want to know, but I was going to play this clip from Dan Bongino, and he refers to her butt with the A term. That's okay, isn't it? We could say that, can't we?
Let me look it up and I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know before I hit the button here because, it's the same thing as a donkey, only different, what I'm saying?
Three letters.
Sound like.
Pass. One syllable,
So, they are allowed as mild euphemisms. There you go.
Okay, so then I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. This is Bongino and he's talking about Kim Cheadle. Who is the director of the Secret Service, who he's not super fond of, and he's talked about her in the past as being, she's hired DEI hires and so forth. And he also talked about the red tie thing, which I did look up. But let's play this real quick, and then we'll have some more talking points.
It's time for a full presidential package for President Trump. If you go back and listen to episode 2079, President Trump does not have that. He doesn't have that now. I get it. There are some legalities involved. But President Trump is a former president running for re-election. You essentially have two incumbents running. Folks, he does not have a full presidential package right now. It is putting the man in danger. His threat level is apocalyptic and catastrophic. It is time right now for Kim Cheadle, the Secret Service director, to get her head out of her ass and do the right thing. I could tell you stories for days about her putting politics ahead of presidential protection. I am not being overly emotional because I've said it before. The Secret Service director is utterly unqualified right now to be doing what she's doing. It is time for her first to get this thing solved. It's an emergency situation right now and find out what happened. But she should step down immediately. Some of the things she has told people on that detail about security arrangements, clearly making political statements, she is completely unqualified. It is time for President Trump to have a full presidential package. I'll leave you with this, and then...
Full Secret Service protection is what he's talking about, and And I've got another clip from...
Well, that's the other question. Didn't he have full Secret Service at the time yesterday? Or
no.
Did they stand down some of them?
Well, they're not giving him the full protection package that is supposed to be afforded a president. And so I got another... This is also what he said. This is Bongino. He said this yesterday as well. Actively communicating with a number of former colleagues from the Secret Service about the assassination attempt. It is obviously a catastrophic failure. No excuses should be made or even attempted. The failures are profound and questions must be answered about... The ground surveillance, and that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Air surveillance, post standard support, and counter sniper advance work and response. We have one job, and we came within inches of deadly failure today, and an uneventful failure is not success. And then he went on to say, I want to repeat, I can absolutely confirm that the USS, the United States Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, has repeatedly turned down requests for larger security footprint around President Trump, despite knowing the threat level is catastrophic, and she should resign tonight. So we're getting a clear picture, and you know, we've also got some. I had a quote from
your thoughts on this, Dan. Just
hold on. I have a quote from on X from. I don't know. I think they scrubbed it from Joe Biden, basically saying, you know, it's time to put a bullseye on Trump.
Oh, I did see that. I don't know if I still have that
one. So there was one that was altered, and that was a tweet that was put out. That was an altered tweet. That wasn't real. But there was a actual piece where Joe Biden himself said those words.
Right.
In an actual clip. So there's two different things that are there. But he actually said that just about a week ago in an actual clip where he himself was talking, not in a tweet. The tweet is false.
Well, I don't know because
this
becomes
D'Souza,
the one that I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says on here from John, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye, Biden said. And this is coming from Dinesh D'Souza. On X.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where he pulled it from.
So it was from an actual video from one of the broadcasts of the meetings that he had done sometime about a week ago. And so somebody had taken a tweet and doctored it to say what he had said in that one thing and then said he removed it, which that portion of it was false. But the actual statement that he said himself to the news media, that's true.
But it's the same thing, so it doesn't really matter.
It's the same
right.
thing. Just
yeah, at the beginning it says, I have one job, and that is to beat Donald Trump. I absolutely certain I am the best person to be able to do that. So we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye, Biden said.
Well, we could go clip after clip where they've you know, the rhetoric has been over the top about
right.
assassination, about shooting Trump. I mean, there's so many clips that you could pull up.
Last
somebody's
going
to make a montage of it, I'm sure. But
last Sunday, we played a clip that had a lady with 1.3 million views on it, where she was comparing Trump to Hitler and saying, you need to take him out. He is Hitler.
Oh,
this is the 1940s. And now you see this taking place right now. Now, obviously, if anybody on the Republican side ended up saying anything like that, we'd probably be in cuffs right now. Like, that's just what we know.
Painful punch there, by the way.
All right, I'm trying. I'm gonna just, chilling,
feeling, the sorry. Other thing that's interesting to me on this,
we got too many devices.
Sorry, I just pushed something and it went crazy. There you go.
The other thing to me that's interesting on this is that you have three different sectors of where ways that people can get in, unless they
right.
just completely forgot about this building entirely. You got a building that's 150 yards away that has a direct line of sight, and you, the Secret Service, are going to completely forget. About that building. We're not going to look at that building. We're not going to have eyes on
well,
that building.
How can you not see it?
That's why something's wrong. And
yeah.
If they're
on the building that it shows that they're on and it's that close, how can you not see the guy? It's right out in the open.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like you got a spotlight
thing,
there.
The other big thing that I think is really important, there's devices called magnetometers that are all around this place. Now, what these devices do is they track any type of metals, any type of weaponry. We now know that, at least it appears in all things, that the gun itself was an AR-15 style 223556, and it appears to have been metal construction. It doesn't appear to be anything that's like a polymer-printed weapon or anything like that, at least based upon some of the information that allegedly has come out. And I have to say that because there's so much right. BS and misinformation. But what we do know for certain is that the Secret Service uses these things called magnetometers, and these will pick up even down to bullets. And obviously the bullets had to be normal cased bullets, and there really isn't a normal production aside from what the government has for plastic polymer bullets and plastic polymer shells, which they're now testing out in beta stages. And there's three places that they could have come in from. It's the three P's. So the one is the public entrance. That's where the people will all come through and flow through the gates. One is the press entrance. And the final one is the protected entrance. So you have these three places that would have been the places to where they would have been allowed in, unless they're just so incompetent that they forgot entirely about the building with a direct line of sight 150 yards away.
Let's play this other clip. This is another Bongino clip. And I'm going to Bongino a lot here because he's got connections inside the Secret Service, and he knows these people from being there. So I'm going to him. Now, again, you take everything with a grain of salt, and you don't believe everything 100%. But it's a pretty reliable source, and this is what was played on Fox this morning. I think it's a pretty good take. Let's listen to this, and then we'll talk a little more.
Just continue where you left off on the reaction here.
So, again, open security questions right now. And this is why, again, I think the Secret Service, the PR, Anthony Guglielmi, has to be very careful about what they put out. You know, he says in his ex post, and you can read it yourself, you don't need to hear it from me, that they deployed these extra resources and technology. Okay, well, which ones? You're telling me the best technology you have was deployed and you missed a shooter 130 yards? Say it was 200 yards. The Secret Service CS team, Pete, the counter-sniper team, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure those two guys are Secret Service. We have, remember that we don't always, when we go to New York sometimes with high-level protectees, we'll use NYPD ESU counter-sniper. So I'm not really sure they, either way, they'd still be briefed in. The question we have to ask is, if that's the best technology we have, and we had a CS team up there with a shooter that, you know, we're trained out to 1,000 yards in the Secret Service with the counter-sniper team, mm-hmm. how did they miss someone at most, you know, one-fifth of the way there? It doesn't make any sense. And even worse, it's broad daylight on a white roof. So, again, open questions here. Was there forward-looking infrared deployed? Was there aerial support, drones, helicopters? You know, something happened too. If you go back and listen to the audio, I want you to listen to this after I get off here. When Donald Trump, after this tragic thing happens, you'll see the Secret Service agents. And by the way, I know some of those guys personally. It takes a lot to run into bullets, divorcing the security failure. So at least they did that part, you know, correctly, and they knew what they were doing after the security absolutely failed. But you're going to hear something if you listen closely. The guy mentions Hawkeye on the scene. He's talking about those two, the black BDU with the tactical gear CAT element, that two-man CAT element. That stands for counter-assault team. That's a Secret Service special weapons team, equivalent to our SWAT. So they're there. They all deployed and did what had to be. Oops. That the bunting around the front of the stage is probably armor. Donald Trump knew to duck. I mean, most people would. He saved his own life. That's just a fact. The evacuation did not go right. I mean, the rule with the Secret Service is cover the protectee and evacuate. The other rule is maximum to the protectee, minimum to the problem. Why minimum to the problem? Because you don't know that's the only problem. It could be a distraction. There could be another person in the crowd. So if you don't jump on the protectee, you could be looking at multiple shooters. So at least that part, the guys there, you know, stepped up there. But the failure here is absolutely catastrophic. And I got to tell you, the Secret Service should be very careful. I can tell you and absolutely confirm from the horse's mouth, from multiple people, not just one. And I saw Congresswoman Waltz text this out before on X. There have been repeated requests to increase the security footprint around not just the residences of Donald Trump, but the body itself. And they have been rebuffed. Like I said, I can tell you actual quotes. The Secret Service directors completely failed and candidly should resign today. Kim Cheadle has failed Donald Trump and honestly failed Joe Biden, too. He's the president right now. Where's the DHS secretary? I mean, this is you're blaming it on manpower. So just to be clear, we're a $4 trillion United States government and we can't fork over enough money to keep our people alive. And then you're sending out tweets like, oh, this is the best technology we have. Really? To let a sniper 150 yards away from the potential next president shoot a piece of his ear off? That's your victory lap? Give me a break, man.
Dan, I mean, you bring up so many amazing points, and I just don't even know where to begin except to ask you, why would the Secret Service not beef up more security for the man who is most likely to be assassinated in the entire world? Why would they not deploy more resources? Why weren't there drones over? Is it that this woman, Kimberly Cheadle, the director, is incompetent? Could there be something else there? What is happening? Is it DEI? What's going on?
Well, you know, Rachel, it's my job, if I'm going to give an opinion, to back it up. You know, opinions are like holes, right? Everybody has one. The difference between one opinion over the other in a courtroom and anywhere else is, can you back it up? I want everyone at home, go on your phone or computer now, and I want you to look up U.S. Secret Service, red ties, Donald Trump. There, read it. The Secret Service was more concerned about protective agents around Donald Trump. If you think I'm making this up, go to a left-wing search engine if you think I'm biased. Go to Scroogle and put it, oh, you're reading a story right now. They were more concerned about the color of the Secret Service agents' ties around Donald Trump, given the perception that a red tie was somehow... I've got red ties. I'm a Republican. It's nothing to do with it. I just like red ties. They go nice with white shirts. That's an actual... Oh, you see? You see it right now. I'm not crazy. This is what the Secret Service was concerned about. They put out, a 1,000 tweets about all of this DEI stuff. Do I know that's related here? I don't. I'm just saying, like, you have one job, and only one job. Your job is keep the body alive, no matter what. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, the president of Djibouti, it doesn't matter. That is your job. They absolutely, resolutely, 100% failed. Not a single excuse should be made. Not a single excuse should be attempted. This should be the subject of congressional hearings and investigations, because if they can't do this, and this is the best technology you had, then, folks, there's no purpose anymore. This isn't the agency I grew up in. It's not. I spent 12 years of my life there, and I'm telling you, I know some of those guys personally. These are good men and women. But this was an apocalyptic security failure, and don't ever forget, an uneventful failure is never a success. And
Well, there you go. And so I did actually look up the red tie thing.
I was just looking it up.
I got two of them. The one red tie is, this is, I just, without the Trump, I just put in U.S. Secret Service red ties. And it says the red tie serves as several purposes, identification, to quickly identify Secret Service agents. That seems pretty trite because anybody can wear a red tie. Visibility, maybe. Professionalism, all right. So the conclusion is what got me, and then we'll go to the other part. The United States Secret Service red tie is a powerful symbol of protection, service, and professionalism. It represents the agency's commitment to safeguarding the president, vice president, or other high-ranking officials. Are you freaking kidding me? A red tie is a piece of cloth.
Right.
It's not going to do any of that crap, you know. It's like whether worn by agents on a duty or displayed as a badge of honor, the red tie is an enduring symbol of the Secret Service mission to protect and to serve. So I then Googled the...
And the one that I brought up, it says it has dual significance, representing both the confidence and the strength of the Secret Service agents.
Well, and to the DEI fact, all right, so a lot of the people that were protecting him on his detail, right as they were leaving, you see a video where he's getting in the vehicle, and they're struggling to put their guns away. Like, she's trying failing to put her gun in her holster. This is supposed to be the best of the best protecting presidential details, you would think. This isn't a crappy beat cop.
If you hire for diversity, equity, and inclusion, it really doesn't matter if they're qualified.
They had no way to know that there wasn't any more threats. So why were they putting their weapons away?
Well, we'll just let everybody know out there that we don't have a chat room today. I was trying to get onto Twitch on that, but
So it's not on Twitch. If you go to rumble.com / fires, F-I-R-E-S, you'll be able to pull up the live stream that we've got going on right now. And you can also utilize the chat room in there.
Yep. All right. So with that, I think we probably go to a break here, and then we'll come back.
All right. With that, we're going to take a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567 or 530-605-4566. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Black folks with dreadlocks and rednecks with boots, Hispanics and patriots and the same truth. They told us we're enemies till we became friends. Puppet strings coming from D.C. again. They got everyone willing to purchase their lies. They stay in the shadows and watch us all fight. Cause if we're at war with each other nonstop, we won't see the evil come straight from the top. But what they fear most is the neighborhoods coming together, not just in fair weather. And what they fear most is the red, white, and blue in the streets, saying screw the elites. Just cause we question don't make us outlaws. The problem is billionaires trying to play God. When we love this country and cheer for each other, we get the same goals. That's what they fear the most. Who the hell's privileged? Cause it ain't you or me. The fat cats, they want us to stay on our knees. Becoming statistics that nobody knows. Our children brainwashed by the NWO. They got everyone willing to purchase their lies. They stay in the shadows and watch us all fight. Cause if we're at war with each other nonstop, we won't see the evil come straight from the top. But what they fear most is the neighborhoods coming together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Through the mail. sadness and the lies, as they're holding back the truth. No matter what they try, I will always fight for you. I will save your innocence, they are trying to remove. I am here at your defense, and I will always fight for you. Yes, I will always fight for you. I will stand here in the way, and I will not give up on you. I will shield you from the pain.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your truth radio. Wow, a lot of stuff to go over today.
So the other thing that we were just discussing is there's multiple witnesses, and I've got at least two different people that said that they had eyes on the subject, that they tried to report it to police officers, and that they told him where he was. Mm-hmm. They told him that he was army crawling up. It was seen 7 minutes before the shooting. You also have videos to where they ended up showing the actual counter-sniper team that was on top of the building was staring at the dude for about 45 seconds.
I was going to pop in and say this earlier, and I said it on Terry's show, but, like, the sniper is looking in his direction, then he shoots, and then the sniper shoots back. And you're like, okay, good job.
Well, yeah.
You protected the president.
They're staring at him, and you actually, to me, it looked like three shots rang out. So you got bang, 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 before the guy that's up there, he actually takes eyes off of the target, and as he takes eyes off of the target, the guy starts shooting. Now, I think the guy who was doing that, I think he was the spotter, and I think the dude that was to the right of him actually was the one that took the shot. But still, we're talking about three shots being fired at the president, former president, and that was the response. I mean, it's just...
Well, he wanted to shoot, but he first had to get one of those public workers out there, you know.
Wow.
So that was actually why they didn't shoot first. I'm the hooded man, by the way. I'm an anonymous guest.
the unibomber thrower.
Be careful, yeah.
I once had a shirt, and it was the Unabomber's face. And it said underneath, vote by mail. I stopped wearing it, but it was funny.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Well, and so this brings me to a really weird set of... This is where, like, the conspiracy comes in above it. So Alex Jones came out and released a video saying that they're going to try to poison him next, that he has on good authority, supposedly, which Alex Jones, my thought process on the dude is I think he's a plant. I think he's somebody who is.
I don't know. I got no opinion on Alex Jones. He's been right on a lot of stuff, but he's also another guy that is a little volatile.
And, well, he's been verifiably false. So, like, one of the things I had actually...
Well, nobody gets it 100% either, so you got to give that with a grain of salt either. But he is a little bit over the top on something.
He can be.
Yeah. So, like, here's one of the examples. We had actually had an instance to where I broke live on our show about the AstraZeneca vaccine using a Gina chimpanzee live virus for the vaccine.
Right.
He comes out and says the very same day, about 5 hours after I get that information from a doctor, and I ended up putting that information out there, he says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine also had it, which is verifiably false from an easy search. He said AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. So that got debunked almost immediately. But it was so easy to look at it. No, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was a aborted fetal cells from the baby about 1970.
Right.
And it's easy to look it up and see what it was. So there's times to where I feel like he puts information out there with just enough to be able to do fact check false on it to shut down the narrative. Because it was a narrative that was pretty quickly starting to spread. It was pretty easy to look up chimpanzee adenovirus and be able to bring up what it was. So. Yeah.
I do want to mention a couple things about that I haven't heard, that I'm looking at this Al Jazeera article, and we'll have to verify it. And again, I don't think Algiers with zero is anything to worry about or truth-wise. but it says explosives were also found in the suspect's car, and I find that kind of interesting. Crooks was carrying explosives in his vehicle, according to the Wall Street Journal. So we haven't followed up on that because we're just trying to follow some of these things down. But that's pretty interesting. The U.S.-based outlet cited unnamed people briefed in the investigation as saying the explosives were found inside the car, which was parked near the Trump rally. Police received multiple reports of suspicious packages near where the shooter was, authorities said, prompting them to dispatch bomb experts. Investigators are still working sure to make the scene clear through the night. So,
right, I've got the article right here from the Wall Street Journal. And yes, it says suspected gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks is dead following an attack that left one spectator dead. Authorities found explosive devices in the car of the man's official that tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump, according to people that briefed the investigation. The car, which was driven by Thomas Matthew Crooks, was parked near the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday.
Well, so what was up with that? Plan B? Are you going to just blow yourself up after you're done if you got away? I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
The other thing is, before we get to our caller, is that the FBI is now handling the investigation. You know, the same guys that tried to pin Trump with Russia collusion. And
don't you think there might be a problem because...
The same with the false, FISA court stuff, you know, the same Christopher Wray guys that have been lying about everything. Yeah, I feel more confident now that we've got the FBI coming in, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to be bipartisan.
And the only question is how much evidence are they going to try to destroy before?
And
how are
they
collecting it? Yeah.
Generally, anytime the Secret Service ends up having a attack that takes place, they're not allowed to investigate it. So it's turned over automatically to the FBI based upon the fact
and under normal circumstances, I'd be okay with that, but this is not a normal circumstance.
Yeah, who does the investigation when you know that the FBI doesn't do their job and everything and you can't trust them?
It goes to the
The next one?
Goes to the saying, who's watching the watcher? That was the old saying about who's up on the wall watching for the enemy. Who's watching him? Because what if
he's the enemy.
Or he falls asleep. I don't know.
Yeah, but that will go to our caller. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that when Biden heard about the assassination of Trump on Trump, that he totally reversed his support of gun control. And he had ordered an AR-15 rifle and is now a life member of the NRA.
Yeah, coming from you, Dick, I'm pretty sure we can't take you seriously.
Got to go fact check false on that one.
I don't know if it's true. I just heard it. So I just thought I'd pass the information on.
Yeah, I'm gonna call BS on that.
Okay.
So do you think they beefed up Biden's security?
I don't know. I mean, I'm beginning to think they're going to have a lapse in Biden's security the way he's going towards the convention because they want him out of there too. I mean, it's like, so the Secret Service just devolves into somebody, an agency that doesn't protect anybody pretty soon.
The security they need to beef up for Biden is just more medical staff just in case. At this point, Kamala Harris has a higher chance of being president than Trump because
right.
They don't want her in there at all.
Nobody
likes her. Her own peoples don't like her.
She's got so much baggage, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
she's left a trail of sexual encounters with everybody, on the way to the top that she's got in contact with, on top of the fact that, her ancestors were slave owners. And, you know, the fact that she doesn't have a lick of common sense is kind of a big deal, too. So I
think they want to try to keep him in there because they certainly don't want her to move into his position. I'm just guessing at that, you know.
But
how crazy is that they have to worry about not only the president but the vice president, and then you have to worry about the Speaker of the House, any of those getting in there.
Well, Mike Johnson would be probably the only person that actually has a couple of brain cells
together.
I'm not sure I like him at all, but it is what it is.
He can say a sentence.
Here's the totally based opinion take, okay? DEI saved President Trump's life because the CIA assassin couldn't. Where are
you getting this from? You're just making this crap up now.
And then the snipers that took him down, they were also DEI hires. So basically, it was just incompetence on everybody's part. The CIA, the Secret Service, they all screwed it up.
No.
Little 20-year-old BlackRock guy that never shot a rifle in his life. Goodness.
Well, that's not the first time we've seen stuff like this. Just saying.
I just don't know what to say. We've been expecting this. I mean, Tucker Carlson called this out a while ago. I mean, he laid it right down and said the, you know, what's left? They got to try to get, you know, got to try to assassinate the guy. Well, and then all the rhetoric coming from the left about, you know, we got to get this guy. And did you see some of the clips from these unhinged frickin'?
Oh yeah, how could you have missed the shot? You had one chance.
You
had one shot at greatness and you missed it. And then you've got teachers and all these other people. I was reading one today to where like, it's so sad that he missed and now he's gonna use that to rally his campaign and stuff like that. These are teachers. They're freaking teachers of your university.
Yeah, but if anybody else said that against their side, oh man, they would be rolling us up so quick, like you said earlier, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You can't even use those words in the same sentence without them being all over you.
Here's what you take from this. These people are freaking bent and evil. They really are.
Yeah, how sick is that?
Number one, they're bent because they've been so misinformationized and so gaslit that they can't even get near an open flame because these guys are going to explode with stupidity. You know, and that's the real deal. I mean, they live in a false paradigm of complete fantasy. I mean, Trump's like Hitler. No, like Hitler's like Hitler because Trump didn't like slaughter 6 million people. Not even close. Okay. All he wants to do is shut the border, make America great again. So they've been demonizing this guy for the last, 8 years?
Mm-hmm. Easy.
And so before that, he was a nice guy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was great so long as he was on their side doing what they wanted. They're happy to hand out awards.
At least not making any noise anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know? and they're not talking about anything about the innocent person that lost their life through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. What about that person that was just sitting in the crowd doing absolutely nothing?
And I do have,
how wrong is that?
I think two people actually have, there was one guy that got killed, and I think there's two people that are critically wounded.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
I'll read this from Trump. It says, thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday. It was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their family. We pray for recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remain strong and determined, and not allowing evil to win. I truly love this country, and I love you all, and I look forward to speaking to our great nation this week in Wisconsin. This guy's a man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you think about him. That's manning up. I mean, and the guy's got heart. I mean, no matter what you think. And so I think that what you were just talking about with caring about the guys and, you know, looking ahead, the guy's going to speak again. I mean, the guy, you gotta like the guy one way, no matter what, in my opinion.
Also, gotta shout out to the freaking photographer. There's a video that's out there that shows, as the first shots ring out, there was a photographer that was over on the sidelines, and he actually ran up while shots are still going on. He takes a picture of Trump basically underneath the thing, and then afterwards when he raises his fist.
Right.
That was freaking crazy to watch on his part.
This is another moment in history. You know, like, I even remember when JFK was shot when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember it was a black and white TV about 6 inches square. I remember the motorcade and all that stuff of the funeral. And I was, I don't know, that was like 62, so I'm like 5 years old or something. And the point I'm making is that this was a moment in history that is going to be like the JFK assassination and the Zapruder tapes. I mean, you're going to see it over and over and over again, and those images are going to be burned into everybody's memory forever. And we
still see those today after all these years.
So with all that said, you know, what you're looking at here is something that is, I mean, you got to hand it to Trump here, man. The guy, The guy's a frickin' warrior, you know, and so he's gonna go out back on the campaign trail. Is this the end of it? I think what, I heard someone say yesterday is the absolute truth. I think it was even Buddy Brown that I listened to. From now, this isn't gonna get better from here on out.
It's gonna get ugly.
This is gonna get ugly from here on out.
Well, and so that was the point that I had for the Alex Jones thing. Because in a video that he released yesterday, he said that they're going to try to poison him now. But he also said something that was very interesting, is that there was going to be a Republican that was going to do an attack on the president and on his team. Now, there's also been, and I'm one of those people that always take everything with a grain of salt, but there's been a lot of really oddities to where if you just look up, like, Kim Clement, 2015, he talks about the DNC building going to be attacked, and there's also a bunch of people that are dreaming this thing.
He's either a little clairvoyant or pretty good at figuring things out, you know, and you know, again, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, so that's the thing. If you look up the Hyatt Regency that's supposed to be taking care of the DNC in Chicago, you're going to find, on TikTok at least, you're going to find close to about 100 videos of people having all kinds of dreams about there being an attack on it. So that's a weird thought that I would just, based on that alone, I'm not, well, I wouldn't go because I'm not a Democrat, but based on that alone, I probably would avoid that place.
Well, and I'll tell you what, this could be the next, you know, shot that's heard around the world a little bit here, because, you know, from what I'm seeing posted, you got Elon Musk now endorsing Trump. You've got
all of this. Feels like we just skipped into the timeline that didn't end up starting the next civil war today.
Well, if they would have killed him, I think he would have started the civil war today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
it would have been ugly really quick.
It would have been on like Donkey Kong. It's just that's all it is.
What I don't like is the fact that they killed this kid. Now, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't justified, but now there's nobody to question. See, this is too Pat. This is, you know, there's just too, something stinks here, because the roof, the coverage, the perimeter, and then this guy's dead. There's no questioning him. You know, I mean, is he another MK Ultra guy? Who knows what the heck's going on?
That's
here.
What it seems like. And you look back, it was we had just done an episode on another show that I do, going back and talking about JFK and his assassination and how there's no way even the world's best snipers of today would have been able to make those three shots with the weapon that he had. And you still have all this information that's classified. You still have RFK Jr. that he strongly believes his uncle was killed. And
well, he's saying it was killed by the CIA.
CIA.
Bingo.
He has said that for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, but the evidence has never been what we know happened.
Well,
it doesn't fit.
No,
right. It doesn't add up. It never has.
The magic bullet theory that was able to cause all 9 wound channels on this, and you've also got different directions of where things come in. There was no way when you look at it. And then why? All right, so we're all this time later, and you still have classified documents revolving around that, and the documents that you did release basically say you did it, meaning the CIA.
Yeah, well, and there's evidence that has. We no longer have.
Well,
there was footage, you know, at that time of different interviews and stuff that just mysteriously are gone.
Well, and the lack of footage on this, we're in the area of cameras.
Oh, yeah, how come there was no drones?
Everywhere. There's no drone footage. There's nothing from,
come on.
Like, you can see the banks of all these TV cameras that are all set up all over the place.
I have a hard time with the fact that there's
no
drones.
Yeah, I do too.
You guys have drones over everything usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anywhere anymore, drones are present. No matter what it is.
So you've got no drone footage. You've got no protection on this building 150 yards away. This was a botched assassination from the CIA.
Well,
that's my thought.
I don't know if botched or however it was set up. But, you know, they've been wanting him dead for quite some time. I mean, you know, they
don't like him.
They've tried to actually pass a law stripping him. I mean, the Democrats tried to pass a law 3 months ago stripping him of his Secret Service protection entirely, you know.
What
did the Secret Service agents yell when Donald got shot at?
I'm not sure.
Donald Duck.
too soon.
Wow.
That's way too soon.
Wow.
Put the hood back on. Come on. Stop it.
Wow.
We have a caller,
and okay, we'll just see who it is. It says Dave, so are you there, Dave?
Yeah, Yeah, this is Dave. I called last week too.
Oh, yeah, good. You're the good Dave. We like you.
Yeah, you're not the you're not San Francisco Dave.
That's why I was hesitant.
I'm just surprised ISIS hasn't claimed the you know, for shooting at him. You know.
No, Antifa, somebody.
ISIS is the good guys now. That's why we keep sending them all kinds of money. Them and the Taliban, they're our close allies now.
Well, there is information that the guy was Antifa out there. I'm told that is not true, but they are putting that out there.
Well, again, well, you got both sides of the aisle trying to start trouble here, so you got to be careful with the misinformation.
Yeah, the misinformation that's out there. Well, in fact, to the point in case, there is a dirty, slimy dirtbag out there on Twitter that decided to put up the video of the victim being dragged off the stage as if that was the shooter.
Yeah, that's
and
what I mean.
That was the very beginning of it.
And so let's go, Dave. Go ahead and give us what you got, Dave.
Well, I've looked at the map, aerial map, and I'm just surprised they didn't have a Secret Service guy in the water tower, like, right behind all that stuff. Because if you could see the guy from the ground, there's no reason those guys didn't see him from that barn or whatever they were on. You know what I mean? They were probably just waiting for him to shoot so they could look like they did something.
Well, and then, or eliminate, you know, hopefully he... You know, if you're really a conspiratory theory guy, let him shoot, kill him, and then kill him, and then there's no witnesses, and you're back to, you know, nobody. It's kind of like Oswald, man. Jack Ruby shoots him. There's no interrogation. There's no questioning. There's no follow up. He doesn't have his day in court. You know,
story ends.
Yep.
Book closed.
Yeah. I know, but the way I'm looking at it, you guys are saying the next wave is poison. I think it's probably going to be a bomb that Biden left in Afghanistan when we left.
That wouldn't be surprising either.
And then that's what ushers in him being impeached, because it'll probably happen in San Francisco where, you know, Newsom gets a sympathy vote for bombing his city.
They got to find a way to blame Russia so we can have boots on the ground.
Well, that'll probably come after. And you just trace the nuclear waste afterwards and say, yeah, it was made by Russia.
Well, it might have been all that stuff that was from America that went through Hillary to Russia.
Well, they're still trying to push the Russian narrative even now on Trump, you know, that that's going to be Russian interference in the next election.
Yeah, for the one coming up in November, they're trying to push it right now. It's like, wow, we already been down this road once, guys.
I think they're running out of... Go ahead, Dave.
I know that I saw the FBI interview, and the FBI, local FBI there, threw the Secret Service under the bus this morning.
I haven't seen it.
You know, saying that. Yeah, you'll find it. It's on there. But they said they worked with them to set it up, and so it was all on them.
They worked.
Interesting.
I'll have to watch.
Yeah, so, they worked with Secret Service to put it all together, and so it was all on them. Yeah.
So the FBI worked with them to put it together, but it's all their fault.
I believe the FBI worked with somebody to put it together. I believe that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but who that somebody is another story now.
I want more information on the shooter. That's what I want, because that's going to tell the tale of what's going on here. And is there any information, or is he just a blank slate? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it looks like his dad has the same exact name that he has. So, I mean, based on what I looked up.
I don't know. His dad is hesitating to come out and have him say anything until he gets the information from the FBI about everything or something. I was reading some article.
Well, based on the gun laws in Pennsylvania, I don't think they're much different in California. So he's probably panicking that they're going to prosecute him for it because he used his gun.
Well, there you have it. That's it, right?
He's going to lawyer up. So.
Well, and you can't blame him, because it's like it's inanimate objects are the problem anymore. You know, they connect personalities. It's just so stupid. It's ridiculous.
I just think you're going to probably see these Secret Service guys get mugged and killed over the weekend or something. You know what I mean? Because the guys that were probably getting paid off.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they may commit suicide.
Yeah,
there's always that.
Yeah, it's it might be Hillary.
It'd be one or the other. Yeah.
I can tell you right now, if I was Donald Trump, you know those gears that the kids wear around in their earlobes? I would absolutely take that bullet hole and put a gear in it.
All right. And with that, they're going to cut us off we're at the top of the hour. So if you want to hang, you can, Dave. If not, we will continue the conversation in about 5 minutes. But thanks for calling.
I hope you're doing fine. America, I love you. I feel you sometimes, America, you know why, can be hard to understand, America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Donald Trump is calling for unity after yesterday's assassination attempt on his life.
The former president said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. Writing on social media, he said the country must stand united and not allow evil to win. Former First Lady Melania Trump also issued a statement describing the shooter as a monster who viewed her husband as an inhuman political machine, and she offered her sympathy to the families of the innocent shooting victims.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting from Milwaukee. The man identified as the shooter in the apparent assassination of Mr. Trump was a 20-year-old from a suburb of Pittsburgh, not far from the campaign rally, where one attendee was killed. Authorities say Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, opened fire from a rooftop outside the rally venue. Lawyers for Hunter Biden have withdrawn their request for a new gun trial.
Hunter Biden was found guilty last month on 3 felony charges stemming from his purchase of a handgun in 2018 when he was allegedly struggling with drug addiction and faces up to 25 years imprisonment and hefty fines when sentenced. In June, his attorneys asked for a retrial, saying that the trial started before the circuit court formally denied the 54-year-old Biden's appeal, meaning the appeals court still maintained jurisdiction on the case, not the court that convicted him. Special counsel David Weiss, who charged Biden, responded to the request, stating that the ask should be denied as it was based on an apparent misunderstanding of appellate practice, as the circuit court held its order did not have jurisdiction. Biden's lawyers withdrew their request for a new trial while referencing Weiss's explanation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event on Tuesday and Wednesday. Retail rivals like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and newcomers TikTok Shop and Temu launched summer promotions ahead of Amazon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
26 people have been killed in renewed fighting between armed groups in eastern Congo.
The latest violence erupted over control of Pluto, a strategic trading center near several mining sites. Congolese forces managed to quell the fighting, which lasted for more than 4 hours on Saturday. The clashes left many people injured, including 4 Congolese soldiers. Many residents have fled their homes to take shelter in secure areas. The governor of Ituri province has asked the army to pursue the attackers, accusing them of threatening to derail an ongoing peace process. Militia groups in the mineral-rich region have clashed in recent weeks as they jostle for control over artisanal mines.
That's BBC correspondent Richard Kagoy reporting. Venice today wrapped up a pilot program charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. It is more than 2 million euros richer and determined to continue, but opponents call the experiment a failure. News and analysis at townhall.com. Israel's military says one of its soldiers was killed in combat in northern Israel as the country's army and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continued to trade cross-border fire. Former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says Iran will continue to threaten Israel with missile attacks.
I talk to people in the army. You don't use 2,000 pound bombs that often in a place like Gaza. It's too dense, very limited usage. And you see, you know, there have been a lot of Palestinian civilians killed tragically, inadvertently, in the last couple of days by small caliber bombs. You don't need a big caliber bomb, but you do need very large munitions.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Signs of consumers slowing down spending and falling behind on their bills weighed down shares of the big banks on Friday. It comes after J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo saw their adjusted profits fall. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
There's too many songs about diamond teeth and gold chains. Too many rappers who still glorify gangs. There's way too many rhymes about codeine and women we'd like to bang. I just wanted to make a song to say thanks. Thank you to the cops who really trying to make the world a better place. Risking their lives to keep a man they never even met safe. They ain't trying to kill your kids or lock their father away. They got families who need food on their plates. And thank you to the firefighters. Whenever I hear sirens, I pray. It takes a special kind of man to run toward all the flames. When we see smoke and we need help, the fire can't be contained. They're running in while everybody runs away. And thank you to the soldiers fighting for us, flying way overseas. Ain't never met you, but I love you because you're dying for me. I'm enjoying my freedom and I know freedom ain't free. When the anthem plays, I don't take a knee. And thank you to the truckers, the janitors, and the average people. The ones holding the jobs that will damage your ego. The ones who do the most and in return they get zero. Screw what anyone says, y'all are heroes. Everyday people, they know who they are. They aren't superstars and they don't fight evil. They gotta do the hours with no superpowers. Everyday people, don't always save the world. They don't get the girl, but y'all are heroes. Heroes. Too many songs about Xanax and faces covered with tattoos.
We're back, Sovereign Minds. I was just going over some headlines here. I got to read them. I was looking for them, and I finally found them on Zero Hedge here.
And the song is
that was Tom McDonald. Yeah, Heroes. Yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So this is the headline here. Morally bankrupt MSM, mainstream media, couldn't even admit it was an assassination attempt. This is absolutely telling. It's just unbelievable. So this is CNN's headline when it happened. Trump injured an incident in Pennsylvania rally. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. And you wonder why these people that are listening to this are so screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all they get is misinformation, half-truths. Here is MSLSD, you know, Secret Service. Donald Trump safe after popping sounds heard at rally. Are you freaking kidding me? Developing Secret Service. Trump safe after being rushed off Pennsylvania stage after gunshot-like sounds. This is USA Today. Trump removed from stage by Secret Service after loud noises startles former president crowd.
You can't even make this crap up. Like, how can you? They're not journalists. They're not anybody aside from just partisan talking points that can't even be somewhat realistic.
Well,
falls on stage and injures himself.
Let's contrast the New York Post with the New York Times. Here's the New York Post. Bloodied but unbowed, ex-president survives assassination bid, Trump shot. The New York Times. Trump hurt but safe after a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they don't give you any context.
So that just tells you what kind of people that they are. If they can put such a spin like that on that, and we know what happened, just look at all the other stories that they come out with that they want people to believe. I mean, really, how can you believe any of that crap?
It's just unbelievable.
He falls? Wow, there's a lot of difference between falling and being shot at or shot.
Well, here's here's another one. This is CBS anchor Margaret Brennan, and she talks and she says she disparages Trump for not telling his followers to lower the temperature.
What? Wow.
Well, here, I've got a couple of headlines from the Babylon Bee that need to be read this morning. Trump indicted for inciting assassination attempt. Follows right on to that one. Here, I got another one for you. Party that called Trump Hitler for 8 years shocked as someone tries to assassinate him.
It's, you know, and then you go back to the real headlines. Here's the real, and it's like, it's just unbelievable. Here's CNN, Jamie Gangle, whoever he is, attacks Trump for saying fight, fight, fight after someone tried to murder him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing. I mean, we are so, so very close to the second American Civil War, and it's right there. It's brewing. I mean, it's we're basically looking at something to where it is a tinderbox of people that hate each other right now, and there's no quelling it. There's no cooling off. There's no living with either side when it, both sides can't even get in the room and have a conversation.
Well, and I think that we're going to get a little bit of a coup de grace from the economy here pretty soon. This looks like some of the big banks are starting to have some real trouble this Friday and going into the weekend. And
it was that one bank of 536 more branches or something they're getting ready to close. I don't remember who it was.
The Bank of Japan is dumping treasuries right now, like $60 billion worth. So, you know, it's just a matter of time before that comes into play as well, because you know, you can't just keep spending money, you know, and
sure you can.
Well, you can, but this year with the deficit, our interest on the debt is going to be the third line item on the budget. Next year, it's going to be the second line item, and the year after that, it's going to be the number one item on the budget, which would mean that more than half of everything being printed or collected or borrowed is going straight back to pay the interest on the debt to the creditors on the bond. So something's going to give, because these people think that the borrowing your way into prosperity. You're borrowing your way into poverty, because there's going to be a wake-up call when there's no goods, there's no services, and your retirements all go belly up. I've been saying it for years. I don't know if a lot of people have believed me, but I'm telling you.
You mean I can't borrow my way and get richer?
There's a total disconnect between these retirements and the stock market and what's going out in the economy. You walk around. Look at how many stores are closed. Look at how many homeless people there are. There's a disconnect, and yet we've got record after record after record in the stock market on highs. Are you kidding me? The stock market is not reflecting reality of the economy at all like it should.
I have to disagree with that. The stock market is exactly reflecting the inflation numbers. So what we're seeing is you've got all these businesses that have all of the prices that have gone up. So if you had to something 4 years ago that was $20, it's $40, and it's artificially inflating these stock prices because it's BS numbers anyway.
Well, again,
they're not making more money. What it is they're showing more money in sales based upon the artificially inflated prices everybody's had to pay.
Well, the whole thing's crap. In other words, you know, if you just keep pumping money into the stock market by diluting all the other currency, yes, it goes up. At some point in time, though, it's going to go down.
It has to go down.
And go down very quickly.
Well, yeah, what you're going to end up seeing is what we're already seeing, which is all of these companies going bankrupt. I mean, you look right here on the block
That's
of where we're
saying.
At.
Yeah.
You've got all these businesses that are closed. Try finding a job right now. You've got 100 applicants for stupid jobs that are out there, and even Taco Bell and them aren't hiring because now they got to pay $20 an hour for people.
Exactly.
And
they thought that was going to be so good. Everybody was, yay, we're getting $20 an hour minimum wage. You just shot yourself in the foot.
Well, and in the meantime, too, you've got people that are busting their butts out there working for basically $22 an hour looking at the guys who are over at, okay, you can go over to Panda Express right now. I guess they are hiring over there. I was seeing a sign. $22 an hour.
All right, and let me read this headline, because this feathers right into what we're talking about, the madness, okay? Sacramento threatens to fine Target for reporting retail thefts. Let that sink in for a second. So The Sacramento city attorney's office allegedly warned Target, located at the Land Park, in Land Park, that it could face public nuisance charges if it continues to call the cops when its merchandise is stolen, according to the Sacramento Bee.
And people don't see any problem with this.
So, yeah, if you don't pay, you know, let's pass laws where crime's not a crime. And so what's going to happen? Everybody just gets to steal. This is why we had government instituted among men in the first place, was to protect everybody's rights, not be the purveyor of chaos. And that's what we're getting. And that's what is going to continue as long as we're in, you know, that's why if Trump gets in there, he better start firing everybody in sight. And we got to take it back at the local level here, just like we've been talking about for years. And we're in a battle. And if you don't think we're in some kind of a silent war for our country, you're an idiot. Okay?
But that's something we reported on a long time ago. It started like in San Francisco. It became very noticeable. That's why a lot of the business had to leave, because, first of all, they were stealing everything. So they started locking stuff up. And pretty soon they had to go out of business because nobody would come shop. One, they had to put up with the homeless. Two, they didn't have the product.
Right.
So I do have a report of some information that came in about an hour ago. The person who is identified as the victim that lost their life, former Pennsylvania fire chief identified as the victim killed at the Trump rally. It was Corey Comptor, a former fire chief of Buffalo Township Volunteer Fire Company in Pennsylvania, has been identified as the victim who was shot and killed amidst the assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday. He was a hero that shielded his daughters and wife and girls, just lived through the unthinkable and unimaginable. Coppertone's sister, Dawn Comrade Schaefer, said in a post on Facebook. There, I'm going to go ahead and skip down to the bottom. A GoFundMe has been started, and it's already exceeded his goal. It looked like they were looking for about $7,000 to pay for funeral costs and help with that. It looks like so far they've raised almost $270,000 for the family.
Yep. Meanwhile, in Chicago, 109 shot over the weekend, 19 deceased, and they blame Nixon.
Oh, and the irony of
they blame Nixon?
That's what it says. That's the headline.
The irony
USA Today
is we're literally looking at a city that is more dangerous than the battlefields in Iraq and Afghanistan. You had people that went literally to war on behalf of this country that came back to get killed by stray bullets there in Chicago. That's not even hyperbole. Like, the fact that the DNC is going to be holding an event there,
that's
I'd
crazy.
Be concerned that they're just going to get caught by stray bullets anyway.
Well, let's go ahead and play the town hall. And then
fields
we'll
in Iraq and Afghanistan. You have people that went literally to war.
Hold on.
What
that is I think that's the
that's
might be the rumble.
Oh, yeah, the rumble channel coming through.
I'm going to turn that off because that's going to be
there.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. We're ready to go in there, I'm assuming, now that we've got that technicality straightened out. All right, here we go.
Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. In recent news from Shasta County, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget discussed the dismissal of the Tyler McCain felony abuse case in a TV interview. Bridget explained that dismissing the domestic violence case preserves the ability to refile once Nikki Chay McCain is found or sufficient evidence is obtained. The DA's office has assigned multiple attorneys and an advocate to the domestic violence and missing person cases, working closely with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Bridget acknowledged community frustrations and emphasized ongoing efforts to locate Nikki and pursue justice while cautioning against misinformation. The office has dedicated significant resources, including various deputy district attorneys and a chief deputy district attorney overseeing all work. The District Attorney's Bureau of Investigation has been involved in multiple operations to locate Nikki as well. Bridget assured the community that her office shares their frustrations and desire for justice in both cases. Relatedly, a Reading legal expert commented on the Shasta County District Attorney's dismissal of the domestic violence case against Tyler McCain, estranged husband of missing Nikki Saley McCain. The DA cited Nikki's absence as a reason for dismissal, but reserves the right to refile. The case can be refiled without double jeopardy concerns if Nikki is located. Nikki has been missing for nearly 2 months with an ongoing investigation by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Criminal law attorney Douglas Gardner noted that it's possible to try domestic violence cases without a victim, suggesting the DA's office wants to keep options open. One Safe Place in Reading offers resources for domestic violence victims, emphasizing confidentiality and support. CEO Kimberly Johnson highlighted the prevalence of domestic violence in Shasta County and praised community advocacy. The community is urged to contact the sheriff's office with information about Nikki's disappearance. In other news affecting the region, rural schools in California face financial uncertainty as the Secure Rural Schools program awaits congressional renewal. The program has provided funding to counties with large areas of untaxable public land since 1908, compensating for lost tax revenue. Its expiration could lead to job losses and cuts to rural communities' essential services and extracurricular activities. These communities have limited options for raising revenue as a significant portion of their land is public or tribal, leaving them unable to collect property taxes. Even when property taxes are collected, relatively low home values result in lower tax revenues. The cost of living and construction in rural areas tends to be higher than in urban centers, which compounds the problem. Despite bipartisan support, the program's fate remains unclear, with advocates pushing for its inclusion in the Farm Bill. Educators and students call for a permanent funding solution to ensure the stability and success of rural schools statewide. Finally, on the economic development front, the Redding Rancheria has received federal approval to relocate and expand its Wind River Resort and Casino to a 232-acre site along Interstate 5 near Redding, California. The U.S. Department of Interior's decision allows the tribe to transfer the land into federal trust for gaming purposes, exempting it from local taxes and development regulations. The project includes plans for a larger casino, hotel, restaurants, and retail center. Supporters tout economic benefits like new jobs and increased tourism, while opponents such as Speak Up Shasta expresses concerns about crime, traffic, and loss of agricultural land. The tribe anticipates legal challenges but remains confident in the federal decision-making process. A related controversy involves a lawsuit against Shasta County over a financial agreement with the tribe to fund services for the proposed casino. The Rancheria views this as a restoration of Aboriginal homelands and plans to monitor developments and emphasize the project's thorough review process spanning nearly two decades. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
Well, there you have it. Ah, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm ready for a nap. There's so much crazy going on. I mean, what are you, it's just unbelievable.
There's a lot of craziness.
What do we actually want to cover at this point when there's so much to cover? I mean, you've got, to mention basically just the more places where the world is tearing people apart. So you've got Elon Musk slams Joy Reid after her latest crazy comments on white Christian nationalism. Because white Christian nationalism is obviously the most dangerous, serious thing we're facing right now. Right? Most dangerous thing. Clearly.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you had doubts?
Joy Reid had yet another public meltdown on social media platform X, prompting a response from owner and CEO Elon Musk. In the three-minute stop with the pop-ups rant, a visibly emotionally Reid discussed the ongoing political atmosphere and urged owners to keep white male Christian dominus out of political power in a clear reference to the Republican preemptive nominee Donald Trump. Amid growing speculation over President Joe Biden's future, Reid added that she doesn't care who the Democrats choose to take on the former president, adding that it would be fabulous if Vice President Camilla stepped up to take the place. All that matters in this upcoming election is that you keep that man and this Project 25 plan, which is, that's BS. He has Agenda 47, which he's put out publicly in support of. But she says, Project 25 plan out of power. That's all you need to understand, Reid said. To do that, you're going to need to vote against this party, which has embraced white Christian nationalism. And so Elon Musk replied, wow, Joy Reid is blatantly racist, sexist, and hates Christians. I mean, pretty fair. Based opinion. But this is the type of crap that we're talking about. So you have these things to where people are saying he's Hitler. They're saying we needed to keep him out of power by all means necessary. And then somehow are shocked when Trump has an incident and falls on the stage.
Boy, we're just going from, weird into crazy faster than we know what to do with. I don't know. Let's go to a break. And come back in a little bit here. I need a break. This is just ridiculous. This whole It's unbelievable where we're headed. So, can we go to a break?
You've got like 6 minutes, but if you want to go early.
I want to go early.
All right.
Go early.
We'll be back in about 3.
Somebody's selling a new religion. Somebody's selling a lie. Somebody wants all the strife and division. It's driving us out of our minds. They're telling the world not to trust their own eyes. They're telling the people they're wrong. They're keeping the truth for their power and gain. And taking whatever we've got. Some of you eat all the lies you've been fed. Some of you just go along. Training acceptance inside of your head to give them whatever they want. You're leaving your brothers and sisters behind. You're told it's the best thing to do. You're shutting out friends cause you're told that's what's right. Now they win because all of us lose. And it's so sad watching these times as they and it's so bad. The battle's been violent and strange as they lock us indoors in a prison of this silent war.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State.
Sometimes your music's so good I add it to my own Spotify. That was a good song right there.
Yeah, thank you. I have a deep file cabinet full of songs in my head, it's easy for me because I do it all the time. But yeah, I really enjoy getting music out that actually is different, that you hear different things. And I see we got the.
I just wanted to see your guys' reaction.
It looks like we have like a Illuminati pyramid on the board over there.
From this distance, it looks like something else.
Yeah, it says he is watching, and it's got an Illuminati thing with a bunch of other eyes around. It's actually a pretty good drawing.
You had a key up Eye in the Sky by what's his name? Alan Parsons Project. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty crazy weird, isn't it? Well, you got a couple headlines over there. Go ahead. I mean, you guys go ahead.
There's a number of these that I just ended up coming across that I feel are just as important or more important than some of the others. So while we were on the president's topic, there was a instance to where there is 2 days ago, First Lady Jill preventing Biden withdrawal over feud with Kamala, new report says. Criticism of Biden, not limited to right-wing circles, but has become a frequent topic among members of his own parties, including senior lawmakers that are now demanding his departure. Despite the increasing number of former allies joining the chorus of voices urging him to step aside, Biden remains resolute. Some say his commitment in continuing his campaign. A new report reveals that one significant reason for Biden's staunch resistance to ending his candidacy is a bitter ongoing feud between his wife, Jill Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris. According to Democratic operatives, animosity between Jill Biden and Harrison is 100% a factor in Jill's opposition to her 81-year-old husband stepping aside. As reported by Daily Mail, which first broke the story, Jill holds grudges, an unnamed Democratic insider told the publication. She doesn't let things go and has never forgiven Kamala for comments that some took as allegations of racism. So that's dating back to the presidential campaign when she was running for president and had accused Joe Biden of being racist, which... That was an interesting conversation when he ended up picking her as VP and when she went along with going on with the racist guy that she openly outed, and then when asked about it, just gave one of her cackling laughs.
You do that kind of well. Yeah. That's kind of scary, you know?
Almost Wizard of Oz.
It's like, whoa. I'll get you, my pretty.
You're a dog, too.
Wow.
So I did pull up this clip of Tucker Carlson with Adam Carolla. Let's play it real quick. And this kind of lays out. So this is a month or two ago, or 10 months ago, I guess. But listen to this.
Future holds. Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, are they going to let Trump be president?
No, of course. I mean, look, if, you know, they protested him, they called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times, and every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously, and no one will say that, but I don't know how you can reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're putting him on trial in March of next year in the J6 case, which basically consists of trying to send him to prison for the rest of his life for complaining about the last election. That's literally what it is. Again, if this were happening in Moldova, the State Department would issue an all-hands-on-deck order to let the world know this is not a legitimate government, and yet our government is doing it. It's hard to overstate how bad this is, and I don't know where it's going, but there's a collision that's clearly imminent. And by the way, the president is senile in a way that's impossible to deny. Biden's not running the government, you know? So, like, I don't know. I've never been this worried about anything.
Well, I think that's a pretty good clip that says a lot of what we're talking about. I mean, yeah, I mean, how far will these people go? I mean,
And why is he such a threat to them? Because he is going to expose them? Does he have something on him? Get rid of him? I mean, get rid of him as far as out of the government.
I think the biggest threat is he loves America and he's not controllable.
Well, and he's not keeping us in these forever wars. So we have an instance where we know within the first 5 months of the Ukraine war, Zelensky wanted to make a deal with Putin, and Putin wanted to make a deal with him. And
let's get this straight. Is Putin Zelensky or is Zelensky Putin?
You got to ask Biden on that one.
I don't know.
And Trump was vice president, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Get the story right. Got to get the vice president in there.
Like, where's Kamala? It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Kamala? I don't know.
Well, the importance of this particular fact is that the United States, pressured Zelensky to stay in this war and keep sending men over there and money over there because it was the cheapest way that we could weaken Putin and weaken Russia at the same time as resupplying our new stock and creating a bunch of new weapons for us. Now, we also have this drone program that is supposed to be going online at the end of this year, beginning 2025. We're going to have this new drone swarm technology. Well, that's to prevent China from taking Taiwan. Well, China just came out this last week and said they are building their own drone-capable program and talking about how in a presser they ended up being asked, what is the instance by which you are going to have this fight with America should they do this? And they basically just replied, oh, they should worry about their own backyards on fire when they think about bringing hell to someone else's. And that gets back to they're in all of our infrastructure, they're in our power grids, they're in our water, and if they wanted to, they can shut us all down and there'd be mass death all across this country at the same time. It's the level of World War III brink that we're on right now cannot even begin to be understated at the time that we're basically at the end of a civilization. We're basically in Rome in regress right now. We are at the end of what we're doing based upon all the idiocracy that historically has led to the fall of all of these empires. And with that, I have two new articles. So the Utah Supreme Court has ruled against a GOP-led legislator to fight over constitutional maps. Proponents praise the ruling, calling it a win for democracy and against partisan gerrymandering. The Utah Supreme Court has ruled that the state legislator overstepped its authority when it changed a ballot initiative that set an independent redistricting commission and instead drew up its own political maps, which plaintiff argued went against the voters' will. At the same time, you've got another one. Republicans slam Utah Supreme Court for gerrymandering ruling, striking very hard at the Republic. The state's highest court declared the state's legislator acted outside of its authority when it passed legislation determining how to draw up new legislative districts known as gerrymandering after voters approved a 2018 ballot initiative, greenlighting the independent redistricting process. In a unanimous opinion, the court criticized lawmakers for usurping the democratic vote of the state's residents. We hold that Utah's exercise of the right to reform government through a citizen initiative, their exercise of these rights is protected from government infringement, Justice Paige Peterson wrote in an opinion. This means that the government reform initiates and constitutionally protected from unfettered legislative amendment, repeal, or replacement. So basically the voters said, hey, we want to vote and redistrict these lines, and the Supreme Court for Utah stepped in and said, no, you people, you don't get to decide that. You're not gonna do that. So that kind of interesting, the will of the people not to be done. And in another one, we've got pro-life groups that were designated terrorist organizations in Fort Liberty presentation. Pro-life organizations have reportedly categorized alongside terror groups in an anti-terrorism briefing at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. The presentation featured a slide focusing on ISIS, the Middle East terrorist groups, which has long sought to install a caliphate across Syria and Iraq and in the rest of the world. Following that slide, attendees were informed of terrorist groups largely centered on anti-abortion and pro-life organizations, including Operation Rescue and
national right to life. Such groups may engage in terrorist activities, including demonstrations and protest life chains and picketing. In addition, a potential enemy of the state may have personalized number of I'm for it while the objecting to Roe for Wade. When ex-user Samar shared the presentation online, he noted the pro-life activists had been labeled terrorist organizations rather than the lesser extremist. So that's pretty interesting. Also, just last month, you ended up having a lady that survived the Holocaust that was sentenced to go to prison for violating the FACE Act, which by itself, as far as the legality of the FACE Act, is insanity. She survived the Holocaust, and then because she stood in the way of people and was protesting their right to an abortion, she is now serving probably the rest of her life in jail based upon that. Pretty interesting stuff. But that's what is up there with ISIS now. Way to go.
Wow. I'm just I'm a little dumbfounded today at everything that's going on. It's just a little overwhelming sometimes. I didn't sleep all that great last night either because it's just, you know.
I have one. Many substances used for food processing are never listed on the ingredients label. Did you know that? That they don't list everything that's in your food. Mm-hmm. I know that is shocking to you.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's all the good ingredients that they forget to list on there, but yeah.
The amount of stuff that can be placed in food items that say natural flavors on it. So anybody that has looked into it, when you see a product that says natural flavors, throw it in the trash or don't buy it is basically what it comes down to. Because they're using that natural flavors as a way to say that something is naturally derived from something else, but don't actually want to put it on the label. That's the scary thing. So it's not particularly clean. And there's a...
Well, yeah, and that comes with more and more things, you know, attached to it.
Well, and even to the point of having fetal cells in some of the food items, which they claim doesn't happen, and then they do go like, well, it happens sometimes, but it's so rare that it's not a thing. But Lay's potato chips, not looking at you at all.
Right. I guess we got
a couple lines going. Right now, I believe we got Stones on the line. Good morning.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the call center said no cussing, so I guess I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day. We really appreciate you.
Okay. Hey, no, actually, you guys have a pretty widespread audience, so I wanted to make an announcement. Moms for Liberty, the website is Moms for Liberty, spell out the word for, .org. They had a pretty important federal lawsuit injunction/stay that occurred this week. The key here is, so there are some regulations that were supposed to go into effect in August next month that are now temporarily stayed, and this has to do with the federal government, Department of Education, wanting to redefine sex and gender, and they wanted to change it to include the gender identity, mental illness, I will call it, and so that's been stayed, but here's the key. For some reason, the court gave Moms for Liberty until tomorrow, to present their list of members who can then have their kids in public school protected against this regulatory change. And again, it's in a process right now. But so the key here is, if you're in a public school that receives federal funding, make sure to get on the momsforliberty.org website. On the right, click press, scroll down, find the news story on the Title IX lawsuit, and from there you will be led on how to join Moms for Liberty. So I've already done so. The process is about getting, to get my son's school protected under this current stay, I think those instructions are forthcoming soon. But the current step right now is to make sure you get registered with Moms for Liberty quickly by tomorrow, and so that then this stay will soon and eventually apply to your individual school. This is nationwide, by the way. This is a huge deal, and I hope people look at that and sign up.
That's very good information. I did see some stuff on that. And, yeah, if you're not doing that, homeschool your kids, folks. I mean, it does us no good if we go out and stand out there and let somebody else raise our children to hate us and the Constitution and God. It does absolutely no good. So either reform the schools, get on the school boards and do that and actually be a part of your children's lives, or homeschool them and still be a part of your children's lives. They don't have kids. Yes. They have yours.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, so this Monday, tomorrow, the filing window opens for running for local office. That would be city council, school board, etc. So I myself am going to refile. I ran for County Office of Education 2 years ago. I unseated a 10-year incumbent. You're welcome, Rhonda, by the way. So I'm going to rerun. Get on those school boards. There are 70-plus local school board seats in this county. We need to fill them up with conservative American patriots, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, that's what it comes down to, because you've got these people that they don't have jobs. They live in their mom's basement a lot of times. They generally are a net drain on society, and they have nothing better to do than get on these boards and collect a nominal amount of money, get free health insurance, and drain the system while putting all of their perverted and twisted ideas in. And this is what's been going on across our nation for far too long now, and it's time we say stop.
Anyway, so I appreciate the airtime today, folks. You guys have a good rest of today.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
I think part of my lackadaisical today, besides the events that happened yesterday, is the heat. The heat's been really getting to me a little bit here the last few days. Today, it's relatively mild, you know.
It's nice out there, except for the humidity is up for us. I mean, it's 44% or something.
You know, I'm going out at night to take care of things about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it's still 105 degrees.
I know. This is craziness. And, you know, I thought I saved it, and I don't know where it was. You know, they're always talking about climate change and global warming, and this has never happened before. I have a map. I wish I could find it. It was like in 1933. All the states are like above 100 degrees at this time of the year.
Right.
So this isn't like just...
It's not that unusual.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're burning up and everything. Oh, we have another caller. We've got Andrew and Bernie. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gang. Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Jill Biden on making the cover of Elder Abuse Magazine.
Oh, is that Vogue?
I'm delighted. Hey. And I went on earlier today on Terry's show, and when the SAFE Act was passed by the House of Representatives, which is not allowing illegals to vote in our federal elections, and 190-some-odd Democrats voted against it, and I think they're causing treason, committing treason because of that. Wouldn't you think?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because I actually have a video that we're going to pull up next that is a Project Veritas item that ended up just coming out that is talking about the Great Replacement Theory from one of the top people within the State Department. And so we're going to listen to, in his own words, some of those items here. And I think that'll answer a portion of your question.
Well, aren't I prescient? I live up here. You know why I live in Bernie? So I can look down on the rest of you. I know I've used that before. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, the placement theory isn't so much a theory.
Replacement, yeah, the Great Replacement.
Yeah.
They're all starting to admit to it, yeah.
Yeah, if they realized it, what was happening, what's going on with that.
This actually came out like June 24th or something.
They think that, you know, it's black people Hispanics and stuff used to not realize exactly what it was happening with the border thing. What they're really trying to do in replacing people.
I don't know how long is this video.
It's about 4 minutes on the video, but we can play the beginning of it and kind of go through some of what the state official says. And I just found this one today, and I thought it was pretty pressing.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Looking at the same one?
Well, he sent it to me.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess you are then.
This came out on June 20th, but what's interesting is I haven't heard this anywhere else.
About placement theory?
Well, about this particular video from this guy.
Because everything else is in the news cycle. There's been a couple of big events, like, you know, this last couple of days, you know, where Hillary Clinton's getting slammed on campaign violations, and that doesn't make the news. And, you know, I just pulled this one up before we get to it, which I thought I should mention, is this popular popular weight loss drug sold to teens and adults linked to higher risk of blindness. So we've been hearing about this Ozempic and this Wegovy for weight loss and treatment of type 2 diabetes. Now there's a new study saying that it can cause nerve damage and result in blindness. And I just know for people that have lost quite a bit of weight on it, and it's like, so I guess, so what I'm saying is some of these news cycle things get shoved off to the side to what's, to depend on what's going on. And O'Keefe is not quite as widespread as he used to be because, you know, splitting up with Project Veritas and going out on his own and so forth, the OMG here. But, well, this is actually Project Veritas, and it's not key. That's kind of strange because I thought it was O'Keefe that did this. But so that he split up with Project Veritas. I'm not sure who's actually doing this, but we'll play this real quick and then see what it is. Here we go.
Watch what protein shakes do to your body.
Yeah,
this
that's
is a protein
it.
Drink. You've got almond butter.
I gotta always have ads.
Advertisement.
Watch what protein shakes. You gotta do the ads. They always
Two up here. Hold on.
You've got almond butter.
There's gotta be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly what dangerous. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily.
The big issue for the hell for our region is migration. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
So this is Dan
Fitzgerald.
He's the country coordinator for the State Department. So he's talking to one of the journalists from Project Veritas. So, and they're talking about the immigration and the migrants coming from Venezuela and so forth.
Migrants are coming from like Venezuela.
Somos de nacionalidad venezolana. Tenemos vuelo para Nueva York.
Entonces le compraste un vuelo con Spirit.
Sí.
40.
Sí. Entramos con la cita de CBP One por el puente fronterizo.
So what is the end goal? Why are they allowing it?
Truly, they want to change the demographics of the United States.
So our aid goes to female prisons in Mexico.
Some of that, yeah. To like help train.
So they're basically, he said it, they're trying to change the demographics of the United States so that they can. Well, we already know that they're
right.
They want all these illegals to vote. They're already trying to pass laws. They stopped the Safe Voting Act this last couple weeks. You know, the Democrats did. So they really want illegals to vote. It's pretty plain. It doesn't matter what they say. Look at what they do. You know, I mean.
The reason why this is so important is because if you say this, they say that you're being racist and that it's a conspiracy theory and that it's based on nothing except for the fact now we have people that are saying it themselves at the highest offices in charge of the highest things. And this guy, as far as I'm aware, he still has his job. So based upon that,
they don't care.
Pretty telling.
Yeah, but a lot of people here don't realize that they're going to be replaced. You know, the blacks and the Mexicans and the Latinos that are here, they don't think it's going to affect them. These people are going to have, you know, be able to receive more than what they have. They're going to be pushed out.
No, I don't know. I think a lot of them. I've seen new polls where the blacks and the Latinos are starting are waking up. There's a certain amount of them that vote in Democrat, but that's true too. They're migrating over to Trump's side of the equation in droves. That's why that they can't. They don't think that. You know, Biden's got a chance here because the demographics are switching over from the black and Hispanic vote to Trump because so it's they're waking up.
They're starting to wake up and realize that the replacement theory is true.
Well, they're waking up because of that, but other things as well. I mean, who's getting, you know, you go to New York, these guys are taking all the benefits and giving them to illegal aliens, and there's nothing for the locals, you know, the Hispanics that are
saying,
American
yeah.
citizens and the blacks. So
that's what I'm saying, you know. I had a client in the office the other day, you know, and they were telling me that they still have to fill out a green card. They're from Canada. They have to pay X amount of dollars for their green card. They have to be a citizen let me back up. They have to be here for 5 years before they can even apply for their citizenship. And so they're really upset that all these illegals are coming over because they get stuff right away. These people came over the correct way, and they can't even do anything for 5 years. And they had to have sponsorship and prove that they weren't going to be a burden on society and all of that before they were allowed to come across the border.
Well, and we are being inundated right now with lies in regards to all of this stuff on, so like Trump's Project 25, supposedly. You go to DonaldJTrump.com, you look at platform, Agenda 47 is what he supports and what he recommends and what he's actually talking about. He has nothing to do with Project 25. Now, these are what the core tenets of Agenda 47 are. One, seal the border and stop the migration invasion. Two, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. Three, end inflation and make America affordable again. Four, make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Five, stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Six, large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. Seven, defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. 8. Prevent World War III, restore peace in Europe and the Middle East, and build a great Iron Dome missile defense shield over our entire country, all made in America. 9. End the weaponization of government against the American people. 10. Stop the migrant crime epidemic, demolish the foreign drug cartels, crush gang violence, and lock up violent offenders. 11. Rebuild our cities, including Washington, D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. 12. Strengthen and modernize our military, making it without question the strongest and most powerful in the world. 13. Keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. 14. Fight and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts, including no changes to the retirement age. 15. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate and cut costly, burdensome regulations. 16. Cut federal funding for any schools publishing critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and other inappropriate radical sexual or political content on our children. 17. Keep men out of women's sports. 18. Deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. 19. Secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter identification, paper ballots, and proof of citizenship. 20. Unite our country by bringing it to new and record levels of success. That's Agenda 47. That's what it is. Anybody got any problems, questions, want to raise your hand? Not Project 25, not anything else.
2025, we needed a little homework on.
Yeah, I just started looking into Project 2025.
It's done by the Heritage Foundation, so it's really not even connected to Trump, but they're trying to connect it to Trump. Maybe it should be, I don't know, but it says the 2025 presidential transition project paves the way for effective conservative administration based on four pillars. A policy agenda, presidential personal database, presidential administration academy.
Yeah.
So I got to look at the playbook.
Well,
and see.
They say that, you know, that the Trump administration relied heavily on the Heritage guidelines or mandates in the Project 2025 for some of the things, their policies and guidance.
And at this point, who cares what they say anyway? Because everything they said about everything all the way up to this point has been pretty much wrong most of the time anyway. So, but we need to do some homework on it so we understand it and understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Well, and so that's the thing is, it appears to me that this Heritage Foundation 2025 is what they're all rallying around to be able to say this is Trump's platform. And basically what it is, from looking at it and seeing it myself and doing some digging and research into it, it's like the ideological farthest right place that you could go.
Right.
And they're saying that so that it would detract from what Agenda 47 is on Donald Trump's actual website. And this is one of those things to where, obviously, Donald Trump himself has come out and said, I've got nothing to do with Project 25. It's not part of my campaign. Agenda 47 is on my website. It's what it is. So once again, it's the freaking lying news that basically is just trying to stir up a bunch of crap and get more people to try to assassinate him, in my opinion.
Well, and not allowing people to know really what's going on. That they're good at that. You know, here, look over here.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're doing this over there, you know. Don't let the people know really what was going on.
Yeah, I'd like to do a little homework on this. Maybe we get a show up on it. I'm going to invite the county CEO on. I've been in contact with him. Maybe have him take and come in next week. We'll have to talk to him. I haven't got any plans firmed up, but as soon as possible. And we'll get a little more on the local happenings as well, but yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff to cover, and things aren't going to get easier, It's a crazy world out there, that's for sure. So I think we're about at the end of the show here.
Yeah, we are.
Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful mouth.
And have a good week and stay cool.
Don't co-parent with the government. All gun control is racist. See you all next week.
I am just a simple man.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.